This week is the 50th Central Pennsylvania Festival of the Arts in State College. WPSU's Christine Allen reports on how the festival began.
Around the beginning of 1967, Wallace Lloyd, better known as Wally, and some of his colleagues had an idea. They wanted to add some fun to summers in State College.
My husband was president of the Chamber of Commerce at the time.
That's Pat Lloyd, Wally Lloyd's widow.
Well, he always liked music and the arts, too. So he thought, well, that would be a great idea to close off the street and have an arts festival. So they did it.
Here's part of a letter Wally Lloyd wrote to the Downtown Merchants Association in State College in January of 1967. It's read for us by WPSU producer Christian Berg.
A festival of this kind should be fun for all. It would give publicity to State College. Many people would come to town because of it, and hence business activity should be high. Further, it could do much to create a favorable image of the business community in the minds of local citizens and university students.
Well, I would say that Wally Lloyd was, as we say, cleared for clairvoyance, because all of those things came true in spades, really.
Rick Bryant is executive director of the Central Pennsylvania Festival of the Arts.
Our last audience survey showed that 128,000 people came. Our economic impact is in excess of $13 million.
Bryant also points out that the trade magazine Sunshine Artist named the festival the number one arts festival of its kind in the country.
And many, many people think of the festival when they think of summer in State College.
So Lloyd's concept has blossomed over the years in a big way. But that first arts festival in 1967 was a bit on the homespun side. That's according to Pat Lloyd. She says instead of having booths, the artists would just hang their artwork on a temporary fence along College Avenue.
It was very open in those days.
That first arts festival in 1967 wasn't juried. Lloyd says everyone just brought their artwork.
You know, people just entered into it. They went home and got what they had, and people would demonstrate what they were doing.
And you didn't just watch the demonstrations. You could make art, too.
Kids could paint a car, an actual car.
They had these old junker cars on Allen Street and just all kinds of buckets of paint and paintbrushes.
Connie Carrillo was 7 years old when she went to that first arts festival, and she says painting the old car is her most vivid memory.
We had a blast just making messes with paint.
Pat Lloyd's photos show that those cars looked rather psychedelic when the kids were done with them. In Lloyd's driveway and front yard, her husband Wally built wooden bleachers for the audience and kiosks for the artists to display and demonstrate their work. While Lloyd's husband was busy building in his driveway, Connie Carrillo's dad, Joseph Carrillo, stumbled across some other carpenters in action in downtown State College.
He was walking downtown one day in 1967 and found a bunch of guys putting together booths. He asked what was going on, and they said they were getting ready for an arts festival. And he's like, wow, tell me more, and how can I be involved?
Carrillo says her father and her aunt both served on the festival's board and worked for the festival for several years.
Yeah, my dad's sister, Joan Carrillo, she served as director. She also served on the board of the festival.
With community members and Penn State University collaborating on it, that first arts festival, modest as it was, turned out to be a pretty big deal. Rick Bryant explains.
Governor Raymond Schaefer came from Harrisburg, flew in a helicopter with his grandson Flip, and they landed on Old Main Lawn, where they were greeted by the mayor, Chauncey Lang, and Penn State's president, Eric Walker. The governor and his grandson came downtown to South Allen Street, where they raised a ceremonial flag opening the arts festival.
At the 50th Central Pennsylvania Festival of the Arts, taking place this week, there will be plenty of ways to celebrate.
We're having an ice cream social to thank the community for the arts festival. We're giving away 500 ice creams and 500 cupcakes.
Free ice cream, I'm there.
Free creamery ice cream and a free cupcake. You know, it's not fattening if somebody else pays for it.
And if you miss the ice cream, there are some exhibits on the history of the festival that will continue through the summer.
An exhibition in the special collections area of Petit and Paterno Library.
What are the kinds of things that you'd find at the library at Penn State?
We have a lot of ephemera from the early days, programs, buttons, T-shirts. There are banners, pretty much, you know, everything but a petrified piece of chicken on a stick.
Among all the ephemera of this week's Arts Festival, Pat Lloyd will get to see once again how much her husband's effort back in 1967 has meant to the State College community ever since.
How many arts festivals would you say you've been to?
All of them.
Her 50th Arts Festival visit starts this week. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.